you're considering changing your business model. And if you're doing it to be more successful, you're changing it to more fully embrace the wealth management business model, which is winning among all the affluent clients, a million or more. But I gotta tell you, it's not without challenge. And I'm gonna share with you the six steps that we've found that have been most effective in making this transition from old co to new co to build that great wealth management business, that world-class wealth management business. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and you are at the CEG Advisor's Edge. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss any of this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
Okay, here's a universal truth. I got to tell you, change is hard. It is very hard. And when you're shifting from kind of the old code, more of a transaction model or a partially transaction model to a consultative approach, it's really easy to get nervous. And I got to tell you, you know, it's not necessary, but it is. You know, you think about, are clients going to think you've been doing it all wrong until now, that you finally got it? Well, I want you to relax, because I'm going to share with you the six steps to making your clients thrilled that you're converting your practice to wealth management. And this is a really big deal. You know, we have at CEG and my past businesses, I've always been moving toward wealth management, helping other advisors move toward wealth management. And I got to tell you, every year of CEG, and we've been doing this since 2001, every year, wealth management has won, and it's won by an increasing amount. Affluent clients want help beyond simply investing. Investments are being commoditized. With all the regulatory changes that are going on, the DOL, the competition, your ability to differentiate yourself by delivering a world-class wealth management experience to the right affluent clients has never been greater. The reasons to do it are all around. We have to differentiate ourselves. We have to be distinctive. We have to deal with today's competitive environments. But we have the opportunity to really rise above all this. The key is, though, is that we have to understand each of these six areas. So let me walk you through the steps in this short video. First, number one, you want to enhance your wealth management process. You know, and the best way to do it is you've got to experience it. So you've got to experience it. And what the key things that I love to point out, and you know, we've got obviously a whole coaching program and we really spend a year working with people on this. But I'm going to just go the key drivers. You've got to be able to, in the very first meeting, have a discovery meeting that takes a look at where they are now, where they want to go, what are the gaps, and whether their current provider is doing a good job. And if they are, you're going to tell them to stay. And if not, you're going to explore whether you're the right one to help them achieve all that's important to them. If their current provider isn't and you're not the right one, you promise to point them in the right direction to someone specific. But if you are the right one, then you're going to work with them and you have a systemic process, a client experience that's going to address the five big concerns. Number one, helping them make smart decisions about their money. Number two, mitigating taxes. Three, taking care of the heirs. Four, going ahead and protecting the assets from being unjustly taken through litigation or divorce. And five, charitable planning. Now, that's the experience. But what I want you to do, and what we found so valuable, is you should take yourself through that discovery meeting and then have a process for yourself first that you make sure that you've addressed those five concerns for you. So experience, whatever your process is, take you, if you have a spouse or a significant other, take them through as well. That is the very first thing you do. You want to field test this. Second, identify clients who are appropriate for your wealth management process. So this is, you know, go through your client base and look to see who would benefit. You know, many of the advisors we've had both the privilege to work with coming in our coaching program, and I can tell you the super majority of advisors out there are what we would call investment-centric. They're primarily focusing on investments. They're not dealing with the advanced planning areas. Those were the four other concerns. You know, number one, making smart decisions about their money. It's great because that's how most financial advisors really earn their compensation. But their clients want help beyond simply investments because they can't tell us apart anymore. You know, and particularly with the robo-advisors coming in, the operationally efficient providers, the Vanguards of the world, Schwab, Fidelity, who are competing with you as well as serving you, you have to rise above all that with the experience that they can't deliver. Wealth management, addressing those advanced planning areas, those four other areas, mitigating taxes, taking care of the errors, making sure the assets are protected, and charitable planning. You can do that having a systemic process that gets the clients the results they want. So number two, then, you know, clear, we've got to identify clients that we can really take through this process and add value. Then, you know, we have to ensure that it's in the client's best interest. So, you know, there may be some products that you used in the past that are illiquid, or there's surrender charges, or they may not have enough money to meet your minimum fees. But you want to make sure that you can add value. You're the right person, because you're going to find as you build up the wealth management, you know, you will attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed clients, but you've got to prove it out first. And these clients are the ones who got you to the dance, if you will, and you want to make sure they're well served. If you're not going to take care of them, then also release them to another advisor who will. So we want to make sure it's in their best interest. And then if it is, then we give them a call and we let them know we'd like to convert. And, you know, some of the people, I mean, let me grab a phone here, and they go, you know, I'll give you a call. And geez, I want to tell you that I've been doing it all wrong for the last 5 years and we're now changing our business. No, you simply go ahead and give them a call and say, Tom, you're one of my favorite clients. I really respect your opinion. We're in the process of changing the way that we're doing business, and I'd really like to get your thoughts on how we can make it even more effective. Let me stop for a second. If this is one of your top clients, and they, you know, you enjoy working with them, make sure all this is true, but you just told them they're one of the top clients, you really respect their opinion and you value their insights. Okay, they're listening. And say, I'd like to take you through our new wealth management process, or whatever the new business model is. I want to take you through our wealth management process. And here's a key. You have to tell them that you want to treat them as if they're a new client, asking them all the questions as if they're a new client, even though you know, you believe you know most of the answers. And the reason for this is, in your old co-business, you are likely not asking some of the things you need for your new co-business. And oftentimes we find that advisors are uncomfortable asking questions because they feel like they should know that. This gives you the permission. And you just say, would that be okay? And you can say, the benefit is I'll give you a completely updated wealth management plan or wealth management recommendations, again, based on your process. And I got to tell you, they're going to say yes. And it's great. It's great positioning. You're really serving your clients, and it's helping you refine your process, first on yourself, then on those clients that could benefit from this. Then what we do is we hold a discovery meeting. We're going to have a series of questions here around seven major themes. You know, we all want to dive into, as financial advisors, the financial side. I want you to start out with values. What's important about money to you? This comes from a very good friend, Bill Bachrach. Value clarification has been around since the 50s. Bill has brought it to our industry, and it's extremely powerful. What's important about money to you? We want to understand what they value. Start with values, then goals. Have a series of questions around that. Also, relationships. Notice the first three groups of the seven questions, themes of questions, are around emotional. People want to connect with you emotionally first and then justify engaging you through logic. We as advisors tend to be left brain dominant. We want to persuade people through logic of working with us. Start with values, goals, relationship. Goals, what are you most proud of in the past? What do you want to accomplish going forward? Relationship, what are the most important relationships in your life today? Then we go into the assets, liability. Then we ask them about, you know, who are their advisors and what's the relationship like? And then also process. What is the process, the ideal process in working with an advisor that they'd like? And lastly, we end on an emotional side where we ask them, what do they enjoy doing when they're not working? And we do this all in a mind map. This is a discovery meeting. Because remember, we're taking a look at where they are now, where they want to go, what are the gaps. We're exploring whether we're able to help them or their current advisor's doing a good job first, whether we're the right ones. If not, we're promising to point them in the right direction for the right one. Remember, we limit our practice to only those people that we can make a major impact. Well, this is just, I got to tell you, this is amazing. People really capture. And you know, I'm giving a high level. In the coaching program, we have a lot more detail in the discovery meeting because this first meeting is so important. And then you have to have the systemic process to take them through all the way through your process so that they are confident that they are going to get all their needs met and that you can do it profitably. Boy, this is how you make a huge difference moving from old co to new co. And make it enjoyable first for your clients and then for yourself. If you want to really get deep in this and make this even more successful and accelerate your success even more, then you owe it to yourself to do our Best Year Ever consultation where we take a look. And this is a great way for you to experience kind of how we do a discovery meeting. Take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, and what are the three simplest things, actions you could take that we would take if we were in your shoes, knowing what we know from all the empirical research we've done on, you know, tens of thousands of advisors as well as affluent individuals, and the anecdotal where we've rolled up our sleeves working with our, having the privilege of working with some of the top financial advisors in the country as their coach. And we'll do a mind map of your practice, where you are, where you want to go. And then we'll have one of our consultants work with you. And in both of these, they're going to prepare written reports of how, what we would do if we were in your shoes. I mean, it's, we've always gotten unbelievable feedback of how great it is. Now, this is available to you on a link below. You've got to have a strong foundation already. You've got to make at least $200,000 in net income. But if you do, click on that link below to get started. Fill out the form. Just a few questions, and then click and schedule your appointment with one of my teammates today. You are going to be glad you did. Even more important, your current clients and your future clients. And I can tell you, your teammates will as well. Be very happy that you clicked on that link. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.